Testimony Regarding the Company at Camden, New York. Camden, New York, June 23, 1851. The Lord showed me the company in Camden. I saw that Sister Elmira Preston was a child of God, and that the band had been very wrong and had not stood in the light of God's countenance. I saw that the destiny of a soul should never hang on dreams or impressions, that these two things have governed the band much. I saw that Sister E. Preston was in the midst of perfect darkness, with none to help or encourage her, and that her being in the midst of wicked influences had weakened and discouraged her. When she came among them, then was the time for the brethren to strengthen and pray for her, and to call down the blessings of God upon her, and to try in every way that they could to encourage her. But instead of that, they had pushed her off into the jaws of the lion, because she did not appear to be as strong as others. I saw that God loved her and frowned upon the course of the band. I saw that if God bore no more with them than they had borne of some of their number, he would long since have withdrawn his mercy from them and left them wholly to themselves. I saw that if Sister E. Preston would be humble and hold fast her faith before God, that would keep her, and among all her trials bring her off victorious. I then saw Brother and Sister Pryor, that God had not left them. Their brethren cutting them off had driven them to distraction and despair, and they had yielded the Sabbath on this ground, and felt that it would be of no value for them to keep it, for all their endeavors to get into the kingdom would be useless. I was pointed back and saw that Brother and Sister Pryor had been wrong, that bitter words had often passed between them, and that they must get the victory over every wrong word and action, and be united with each other, bear with each other, and try to help each other along to the kingdom. Then they could have strength. I saw that they must be very humble before the Lord, and pray much to him for grace. When they felt wrong, they must not talk, but go to God and pray for strength and grace to overcome. I saw that they had suffered much bodily and mentally since the band cut them off. I saw that unless the band were more careful and strengthened the weak among them, God would give them to feel, as they have caused others to feel, what it is to be lost or left of God without a hope. I saw that if the band had done wrong willfully, God would have withdrawn his spirit from them. I saw that they had erred greatly in judgment and had not stood in the light of God. If they had, they would not have moved so wrongly, for it was an awful thing to reject one of God's children. In love.